Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. A couple of in-studio guests here from Cedarhurst Center for the Arts in Mount Vernon. Courtney and Sarah, good morning to you both. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both in to chat a little bit about September alone for you guys. I mean, I feel like you guys just got off of Thursday Night Live, right? And then now you're going, right, this is a big month right now.
Heavy hitter.
We have 1 week break in between Thursday Night Live and all the big September events.
Yeah, it's constant, especially, I mean, this is the time of year to go basically be out and about and do those sort of things. So it makes a lot of sense why you guys have so much going on. And the big one is this weekend. I remember the Cedarhurst Art and Craft Fair whenever I was very small, like very young. And it's definitely different now, right? I mean, there's so many different things. But when I was a kid, it was kind of like, you know, you're a little kid, you're like, let's go. And it's like, oh, I don't want to go to this, you know. But now it's different. You guys have kind of altered that. That was many, many years ago. And so it's totally different now with the Cedarhurst Art and Craft Fair. It's going on this weekend. There's stuff for kids. Obviously, there's always been stuff for adults. So it's a mixed bag out there, and it's going to be gorgeous weather this weekend.
Yes. I like to think of it personally as like the unofficial start to fall is the Cedarhurst Craft Fair. And boy, do we have fall weather coming up. But you're right. It's evolved through the years, and it's really a wonderful weekend for everybody.
We kick off tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. We've got over 65 art vendors that will be here. From all over. It's a juried art fair, so these people, you know, really want to come and be at Cedarhurst. We've got many people returning, artists that are so looking forward to it. They just really love to come back to Cedarhurst.
Yeah.
And then we're so excited to see the new people coming. So the fair opens tomorrow night at 5 o'clock and runs till 9. Then Saturday and Sunday, it's 10 to 5. $5 admission at the gate, and we have pay-to-park lots on the campus, and then close by. Our neighbors down the street, Sparrow, will also be offering parking.
What did you guys say it was, which year? What are we on
this
now?
This is the 48th year.
Wow.
Goodness so when gracious. You were a little kid,
yeah,
we started way before you were even a little
yeah,
kid.
Exactly. Yeah, even before. It was double that by that time. And
but
you know,
if you were a little kid this year, you would enjoy our Kid Zone. This year we are partnering with ROE 13 Birth to Three program.
Hmm.
And they are bringing their Help Me Grow books, blocks, and balls program to the craft fair. So they have got everything organized. They've got lots of stations for the kids to go to and enjoy.
Another really neat feature of the Kids Zone is the Cedarhurst Craft Fair Children's Store. This is where our art vendors donate different items that they have or that they make, put it in the children's store, and then the kids get to go in and pick their own piece of art. So I, like you, remember the Cedarhurst Craft Fair, and I still have some of the art that I picked from the children's store.
Right. I'm sure it was just one of those things, you know, when you're a little kid, you know, and then you get there and you're like, oh, well, okay, that's kind of cool, I guess, you know. Yeah, you're too cool for school at those ages and that sort of thing. But really, looking back on it now, it's an eclectic group of all kinds of stuff between artists and music and entertainment and, you know, kids things, especially nowadays. And like I said, the weather and everything. That is this weekend, Cedarhurst Art and Craft Fair. 5 to 9 tomorrow night, 10 to 5 both Saturday and Sunday. Adults are $5 for the entry. Children 10 and under are free, and parking is not included, but there's plenty of places around there to figure that out. And basically everything else from there is just go out and have a good time, right?
Exactly.
It's a full day of activity. We've got music, entertainment tent, drinks, non-alcoholic and alcoholic, food trucks, the Kids Zone, all the art, and great weather.
And maybe, and it's probably the answer might be parking or something of that nature. But what's kind of the most asked question whenever people are like, okay, Art and Craft Fair is coming up, you know, and then somebody always asks the same questions. What are they, I guess?
Really, it's probably parking.
The parking, yeah.
Just because of our location and the lack of public parking around where we're at. So we do convert on the north side of the property, we do convert one of the areas into a grassy parking lot. This year, there shouldn't be any problem at all since we've not had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
So there are signs along 27th Street there before you get to the historical village that indicates where one of the parking lots are at.
Yeah.
And then, as I said, our neighbor Sparrow down the road, Sparrow Family Services, will be offering parking as well.
Yeah. Food, obviously, drinks, art, obviously, entertainment, that sort of thing, all weekend long this weekend at Cedarhurst. and the Art and Craft Fair. Cedarhurst.org for more info. That's literally where I'm getting all my information to talk to both of these ladies right now. Courtney and Sarah joining us here this morning to talk not only about this weekend with the Art and Craft Fair, but also a lot of other events coming up in September and beyond for you guys. I know on Sunday, September 15th, the Yappy Hour is happening because that is one of the events that we're a part of. And we had so much fun at the Pet Parade at the, was it the final? It wasn't the final Thursday Night Live. It was one of the last few, though, right?
Right.
And this is kind of an extension of that sort of thing. I know there's dog memberships out there right now. So all kinds of pet stuff that you can do, including that Yappy Hour that's going on Sunday in the afternoon.
The Pet Parade was super fun. So we can't wait to see you guys back for Yappy Hour.
It was awesome. The dogs came dressed up for the Pet Parade, and now they get to try their artistic abilities with some of our DIY doggy art stations at Yappy Hour, 1:30 to 3:30 next Sunday, September 15th.
Yappy Hour. That's such a funny little pun on that whole thing. It's so good. So that is on the 15th. I think we're going to try to have you guys back in maybe for that. I know you have some other events coming up that we'll probably be seeing quite a bit of you in the month of September, I would imagine. So there'll be more details, obviously, on that. And then, for that especially, you can always go to cedarhurst.org for info on the Art and Craft Fair, the Yappy Hour on September 15th. The upcoming Ironclad Art Show, that is also something we want to talk about. Anything else, though, real quick before we move on that we need to know about the 15th and the Yappy Hour that's going on?
Yes, the fact that it's called Yappy Hour, we have some doggy art crafts and we want the dogs to come out, but that doesn't mean humans can't. You don't have to have a dog to come. Humans are free. Come enjoy, bring a lawn chair, enjoy Cody Galloway with some live music and a bar and beverages there. Cedarhurst dog members are free to come and enjoy the art craft. Public dogs are $5 to have fun. And humans can come out and enjoy.
That's such a funny thing to put on a flyer. Humans are free, you know. Go ahead, Sarah.
It's a little bit of an extension of Thursday Night Live. So those people that have really enjoyed Thursday Night Live or did not make it out for many, this is kind of Thursday Night Live morphed into a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And this will be behind the Mitchell House in the lawn back there.
Extended. Thursday Night Live extended for Yappy Hour on that Sunday because we're always in for a good time, you know, here at Withers Broadcasting. So that's going on the 15th. We'll have more details, obviously, heading into that one. Art and Craft Fair this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Cedarhurst Center for the Arts in Mount Vernon. We mentioned it. September 29th is the Ironclad Motorcycle, the art show, I guess you'd call it there. That's Sunday, September 29th. That has become quite the event, hasn't it, out there?
It really is a great event that brings out a lot of different people. It's really a regional draw. I mean, we have people that bring their motorcycles from Wisconsin and Indiana. It's just a really nice laid-back event in the front of our sculpture park on September 29th. The public are free to come and enjoy. It opens at noon to 3. We have live music again, and you can bring any motorcycle, all makes and models are welcome. You can bring it free just to have it displayed and for people to enjoy, or if you want to have it judged for some different prizes, that's a $10 bike entry registration fee, but a really nice event.
We have a great committee that plans this Ironclad Art the Motorcycle, people that are very passionate about motorcycles, and they have a really wide reach as far as their contacts. So we start planning this early in the year. We get the promotion materials ready, and they have motorcycle shows year-round. Mm-hmm. So as these people go, they're always out there talking about our upcoming show. So it's always great to see, you know, new people that get to come to our show.
Yeah, that's going on September 29th. I know we typically have Dale in here from Roadhouse Harley-Davidson. They're a big sponsor and a supporter of this, and he's in every Friday. I'm sure we'll have some stuff to talk about there and kind of cover that a little bit more as we move through the month of September. But again, cedarhurst.org for info on anything we've talked about here today. Want to mention real quick, because I was actually listening to you. They were over on our sister station, 106.9 WDML. And I was listening to, you know, just kind of hear how things were going and, you know, write a few notes and everything like that. And I heard Rockin' Ryan Roddy say there's just over 100 days until Christmas. Is he trying to give us heart attacks, or?
And the funny thing is, that means the lights come even sooner than
That's what I was getting ready to say. He said that right after you guys mentioned, Cedarhurst and the lights display, the Christmas lights display, which that I feel like, how many years has it been? Two, three?
This will be going the third year.
The 2 years, it's gone from one, and then it's just expanded. And this, I can't wait to see the third, fourth, fifth, and then how it just continues to go on, because all your sponsors come together to get different displays. And I took my daughter, we walked through there one night, and it's really something, because just walking through Cedarhurst in general, is always very nice, especially during the day. But then you get to walk on those same paths and it's just lit up with Christmas lights, and she just eats all that up, you know?
We're super excited about the new things that you'll see at the lights this year. If you've been before, please come back, because we'll have lots of new things. We've had several work days. We were already working on the lights. And, you know, next week after the tents come down from the craft fair, then there'll be even more work being...
The Christmas lights go up.
The Christmas lights go up. We're ready.
Yeah, craft fair ends, Christmas lights start. That's crazy, but that's just the way that it works. Cedarhurst.org, Cedarhurst Center for the Arts. Any information, any more that you need to know about everything we've talked about from the Art and Craft Fair this weekend, Yappy Hour on September 15th, the Ironclad Art Motorcycle Art Show on September 29th, or the lights display, all of that at cedarhurst.org. Courtney, Sarah, anything else we need to mention to the folks before we let you get out of here?
We're just excited that you guys are supporting Cedarhurst, and we look forward to seeing you at many of the upcoming events.
We're excited, too. Cedarhurst.org, check them both out. Courtney, Sarah, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Community calendar check is also on the way for you. It's 8:41. Happy Thirsty Thursday from WMIX.